welcome. It's Frankie Boyer. Once again, we welcome Patricia Gentile because she has been fighting the good fight. That is the name of her podcast. She's been educating us for years and years of what we need to do and how we need to go forward. There are so many new tax laws, so many things happening in the world. She is, you can find her at newenglandtaxrelief.com. She is available. She gets through to the IRS faster than anyone I know, and that's her expertise, and she's been dealing with hard cases. And instead of putting your head in the sand, talk to Patricia because she has some answers for you. Welcome back, my friend, as always. Okay, new tax laws are happening right now. And as I say, it's all confusing. And we don't realize that we probably should listen and be prepared because the next thing you know, it is tax season. So go ahead and tell us what new changes are happening.
Thank you, Frankie. Good morning to you and your listeners. Thank you for having me on. And yes, there's a lot in this one big, beautiful bill act. It's 330 pages, and about 180 of those pages are all around taxation. So, yeah, there's a lot there. I'm reviewing this more than once with the Boston Tax Institute. The founder of the Boston Tax Institute has held now 3 reviews of this bill. I've attended one. I'll be seeing the recording, the taped recording, and the one I couldn't attend yesterday. But I thought that, you know, what was interesting was a lot of tax and financial professionals are sending emails out too if they have you on their email list for whatever reason. And I thought one that came across to me listed a bunch of new tax laws that may impact your tax plan for 2025, listed them, and just like a one sentence explanation that you could say, yes, that applies to me. And then you could look at that and talk to your tax professional or go to the irs.gov and see how that can apply to you being able to plan your taxes. I'll tell you one that I want to bring up that's very important to a lot of seniors right now is the new senior deduction. And the thing about this is that, you know, currently, under current law, the deduction for your personal exemption, if you're 65 and older, you know, was set to return after the end of this year. However, we now have a new provision under this, I'm going to say 1BBB Act, that permanently reduces the deduction for personal exemptions to 0 and temporarily adds a deduction for seniors of $6,000 for each qualified individual.
What does that mean? Break it down to us and what that means, please.
If a personal exemption is that you're allowed to exempt up to a certain amount of income from tax, you can deduct that from your gross income, and that's a personal exemption. Well, seniors have been getting a personal exemption based on their age once they're 65 and older. Well, they're going to reduce that to 0 because it's low. It's nothing compared to, it's around, I think at this point, maybe $1,500 a person, a senior, 65 and older. Well, now they're going to get rid of that, reduce that exemption down to 0, that current exemption in the law, and replace it with a provision here that adds a deduction for seniors of $6,000 for each qualified individual. And you need to look at the fact that you have to have a modified adjusted gross income that if you're a single taxpayer, senior taxpayer of 65 and older, that it doesn't exceed $75,000, or if you file a joint return, your income doesn't exceed $150,000. And so you really want to look at that because that really can help you this year. A lot of seniors were asking me, is there no tax on Social Security? Because that's what we kept hearing. It's not that there's no tax on Social Security. You're now looking at a 65 and older, if you're collecting Social Security, that you have the potential of having a $6,000 personal exemption amount from your taxable income. And your Social Security, you could be in a position that your Social Security is taxable to you. And so you want to talk to your tax professional. And if you don't have a tax professional, give me a call. 1-800-880-8388. And I'll go over it with you so that you make sure you can plan your taxes this year. The next thing that was very impactful was what was called the change in the current provision of SALT, S-A-L-T, which stands for state and local tax deduction. And this happened back in 2017 when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act actually capped off the maximum SALT deduction on people's tax returns, state and local taxes, was 10 grand, 10,000. It was unlimited prior. And then major states such as New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Maryland, where just real estate taxes alone and people's income taxes in those states, they have high income taxes. And New York, if you're in New York City and you have earnings out of New York City, you're paying a New York City income tax as well, that these state and local taxes were way over $10,000 for these taxpayers. And it's been a very tough change in the law. Well, the new law is not only bringing that back, that deduction in the sense of above $10,000, they're eliminating that $10,000 maximum, and they're bringing it back starting this year at $40,000. And that's very impactful for a lot of people.
Okay. This is great information as always, Patricia.
It helps people really plan their taxes this year. The best ones that are out there right now, and I do want to say that so far the provisions I've mentioned and these two that I'm going to mention now are effective in 2025, and they're good through tax years either 2028 or, in the case of SALT, I believe it's through tax year 2029. Even with that one, the tips, the no tax on tips. And this is, we're coming into.
I just want to ask you, is this just for gig workers or full time or part time? How is this going to be broken down? Because I know that there are Uber drivers that get tips. There are hairdressers that get tips. There are waitresses that get tips. There are dog walkers that get tips. I mean, there are a lot of professions that are given tips. And they're part-time and they're gig workers. So is there any distinction at all on this?
It's an excellent question, because there is no distinction when it comes to employees and self-employed individuals, and gig workers are self-employed, and employees can be full-time or part-time. If you are,
can you imagine before when did the word gig even come about? It's like such a new word, isn't it? It's relatively new.
Actually, it came from where you're being paid by the project or the one-time service. It came from musicians doing gigs.
Oh, of course.
Right. They do the gigs. And
yeah, they do gigs. Yeah.
At some point, it seemed like
I think it's so funny that we took it from their profession and added it to us. Hey, we're almost out of time in this segment. Hold that thought. We will continue. Look at it. You never know what you're going to find out right here on the Frankie Boyer Show with Patricia Gentile. Fighting the Good Fight is her podcast, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. We will be back in just a moment with more great information. Get your paper and pencils ready. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer.